Was it a long wait to be drafted?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with how the draft is structured over 3 days, you know, you want to have your name called as soon as possible, and you always try to be positive about it. But getting the call from the Packers was, you know, quite extraordinary and quite, you know, unbelievable, just from getting the one of the best organizations in the game to call you and say they're using a draft pick to pick you was, you know, just surreal for me. So, you know, it was definitely worth the wait in my eyes. You know, I can't wait to get to work and can't wait to get out to Green Bay and, you know, start this thing going.
You talked to Blake Martinez about coming over here together?
He sent me a text. You know, I got, geez, close to, you know, 80 texts in the first 5 minutes of, you know, after the pick. And he was definitely one of them. And, you know, that's a great guy to be with, you know, from a character standpoint, from a, you know, personal standpoint, just from an overall, you know, just everything you possibly think of. You know, I can't just go in somewhere with, you know, someone I'm familiar with and someone I'm in a good situation with, you know, as well as Ty Montgomery, you know, who was my teammate for 3 years and, you know, obviously got picked by the Packers last year in the 2015 draft. So just having those familiar faces from Stanford and from guys I know I can relate to will just definitely make the transition that much easier to, you know, go to a different state, go to a different part of the country. So ecstatic to be around those guys and, you know, meet a plethora of different guys from, you know, different colleges and different parts of the country as well.
Hey, Kyle, Stanford guys are supposed to be smart, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's how they get us into school. They think we're a little above average in the cerebral category. So
how does that help you in football?
I think it just helps us overall in kind of how we see the game. You know, our coaches, Coach Shaw, our head coach, Mike Bloomgren, or, you know, my O-line coach and our offensive coordinator, you know, really put a lot on our plate, you know, really from day one, you know, in the installs and identifications of defense. You know, they expect, you know, if you got into Stanford, you can be able to handle a NFL caliber playbook. So we go into games offensively having anywhere from 250 to 300 different play calls. So I think, you know, there's always a big learning curve when you're, you know, 18, 19 years old to adjust to that style of football. So I think, you know, transitioning to the next level, I've heard from, you know, ex-players from Stanford, you know, transitioning that you're never going to have to, you know, go to a place that has a harder playbook per se. You know, obviously there's a different language and a different style of play wherever you go in the National Football League. But, you know, I'm confident in my ability to absorb the playbook and, you know, take the coach's points and take the coach's different schemes they apply. And, you know, I think I could definitely take that to my advantage. And, you know, I don't think that the mental side of things, as far as the playbook goes, will be a huge issue for me. So, you know, I'm excited to get in there and learn the things I got to teach and, you know, get this thing started.
Which spots along the offensive line would you feel comfortable rotating through?
Well, I've heard, you know, my agent has heard a lot of different things, you know, over the last few months. You know, I'd say 60 to 70% of them, you know, have been at tackle, but a lot of questions about me playing inside and, you know, at guard. So I'm just unbelievably excited just to, you know, be a part of that offensive line and be in that room, and just play wherever the team needs me to play. You know, I think I have the position of flexibility. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play both sides at Stanford, and, you know, I think I could play, you know, guard, tackle, center, wherever the coach sees me best fit at. So, you know, I'm definitely not going to pigeonhole myself anywhere. You know, obviously I've played only tackle, you know, throughout my career, but the NFL, it's a different game, and you got to be able to play every single position just because of the way the numbers are. So, you know, if I can play center, I'll be excited. If I can play guard, I'll be excited. If I can play tackle, I'll be excited. So, you know, that's the one thing about offensive line. It's just one unit as a whole, and you know the positions themselves aren't individualized. So just being part of that unit and being in that meeting room and you know being around similar guys of you know my character and my physical traits, I'm just more than happy to contribute in any way in which the team sees me helping them out as.
Did you play guard at the Senior Bowl?
I did not play guard. I played probably most. I played like 80% right tackle, and I had one series at left tackle in the game, and you know a handful throughout practice. We had a lot of great guards there, so they didn't feel the need to move me around. It was the Cowboy staff, so they have a great offensive line, and they have a good knowledge of where they kind of see players at. So I was mostly at tackle, but I've played inside at guard a handful of times at various places at Stanford just to kind of feel myself and see where my talents are at, and I've snapped a little bit here and there, but other than that, I'm just like I said before, I'm just excited to be a part of the offensive line, that whole unit.
Kyle, who's your agent?
My agent is Bruce Tolner with Rep One Sports. He's a pretty medium-sized, agency. They got both Goff and Carson Wentz. They had about 11 guys this year, so I know everyone as a whole has been doing pretty well in the draft. So they're great, great guys, great people, and they're beyond excited that I got this opportunity for the best organization in the NFL. Definitely.
Hey, Kyle, you obviously got to be a good player to start at left tackle in the Pac-12. You got to be a good player to be drafted. But what areas do you have to get a lot better at to become a good NFL player, you think?
Over the last – since the season ended, I've just been trying to get – physically more, more stronger, bigger, just really spending a lot of time in the weight room. I kind of came into Stanford as one of those lighter, more athletic offensive linemen, so I've been really spending a lot of time just developing my overall power and strength. And, along those same lines, on the flip side, trying to get my foot speed up, doing various drills and, refining. I think to the core I have pretty solid fundamentals in both the run game and the pass game. But I think there's a few things I could polish up, over the next few months, over the next year, over my whole career that could really kind of skyrocket me to the, the potential I can achieve. I definitely would say, like I said, strength, get my feet right, get my technique right, and then I'll be ready to go. But other than that, I'll take coach's feedback and what he thinks I need to work on and how I could best contribute to the team and, be excited on that. And, until training camp and until, rookie camp next weekend, all I'm doing is going to be working and, getting my body right, get my mind right to what I need to do to help the Packers win that Super Bowl that they've been searching for the last few years and the last many years. Definitely.
How much do you weigh right now, Kyle?
Right now, I weigh about 308. That's definitely one of those things. I'm going to get with Coach McCarthy and, everyone else and see how I fit within their scheme and where they see me at and, where they think my strengths and weaknesses are at and how they think I'm going to, fit in that offensive system and, at the same time, kind of what weight they think I'll best play at and work my hardest to be the leanest, strongest, powerful, most fastest weight I can be, or most fastest athletic person I could be at that weight, which they want me at. So I'm definitely going to, get in contact with them over this next week and at mini camp and see where they think I can do the best at.
Hey, Kyle, Ted Thompson said that James Campen took a liking to you. Did you ever get that feeling that the Packers, obviously had interest in you, and did you feel a connection at all with him in any of your discussion?
I did talk to Coach Campen at the combine, at the kind of the, what was that, the train station they called it, and, you know, definitely expressed interest with me. I mean, said they needed offensive linemen, and they've had, you know, injury history, and that they thought my flexibility in position skill would definitely help them out. But, you know, I definitely let my agent handle all that because, you know, how the draft works. It's all just kind of a crapshoot. You never know how it's going to play out. And so I never really try to focus in on one team, like, oh, yeah, they really like me. Because, you know, if you're not a top 15 pick, you can't really predict those things too accurately. But the fact that the Packers did try to gamble on me and, you know, invest in me personally, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, they saw something in me, and, you know, I'm beyond appreciated and humbled for this situation. And, you know, some of my best friends from down here in Southern California are diehard Packers fans. So I think that goes to show how powerful of an organization that is, and how much, you know, they impact people not only in Wisconsin and in the Midwest, but everywhere throughout the world. So I'm just super excited to join the movement out there, and, you know, get the green and yellow, and get my family all cheeseheads to, you know, kind of get this thing rolling and just be a part of something great.
Kyle, who did you grow up rooting for NFL-wise? Which team?
NFL-wise, I mean, you know, I'm a SoCal kid, so everyone down here always loved watching – everyone always loved watching the Chargers, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates. You know, they had a good run going for a few years. You know, to be honest, I was always a big college fan. I was big USC football fan kind of growing up, you know, when obviously, you know, Clay Matthews was there, and they had the whole great persona there with Pete Carroll, everybody. But, you know, I was kind of hard to say no to at but I'm not – this is going to sound kind of generic, obviously, to get picked by them, but I always had a huge respect for the Packers, mostly because of Brett Favre, you know, just because he was kind of that persona in the NFL that was all about the game itself. Didn't really care about the money, didn't really care about the fame, really kind of just wanted to go out there and, you know, go five wides and, you know, kind of just show his ability and play like it was backyard football. And that was something that – you know, obviously appealed to millions of different Americans and football fans, that they really kind of draw them to the Packers no matter where they lived. So the Packers were definitely an organization that I respected and kind of rooted for from that point on. You know, when I saw Brett Favre kind of really taking the reins of the whole organization and just having fun with the game of football. And that was definitely, you know, one of the people I could look up to growing up that, you know, just love football for what it was and didn't see it as a, you know, business and as a, you know, organization kind of thing, and just really just loved the game from, you know, like he was a 5-year-old kid playing Pop Warner or playing in the backyard. So, yeah.